Last week, we confronted the controversial imam who gave the invocation at the DNC winter meeting. When pressed about his support for terror groups and calling America an oppressor nation, the imam would not give me a straight answer. In tonight's Hannity Hot Seat, we have Imam Abdul Ali Musa of Washington, D.C. You aren't going to believe what he says about America and our enemies. We're dealing with the issue of Israel, and we're dealing with the issue. I want to play something that you said once again. This is June 8th, 2002. Your words. Let's roll the tape.
Those people who have become fed up with Sharon, fed up with occupation, fed up with being trampled on, when they go out and strike at the heart of Zionism, they are not suicide bombers. They are heroes. They are sheroes. Isn't that right? That's a part of our deen. That's a part of our religion. Let's not become weak-boned and apologetic.
They're not suicide bombers. They're heroes. That's a part of our religion. Let's not become weak-boned and apologetic. Imam, you won't answer the question, but you support killing innocent men, women, and children.
You support
this idea of martyrdom. To use your words, the most glorious death is the death of a martyr.
I would hate for you to be a judge, man, or even on a jury, because you convict a guy without even listening to what they got to say. That's what I said, but you didn't put the environmental circumstances.
Without the environmental circumstances,
in 2002, what's going on? They've just hit Afghanistan. Afghanistan has been,
Israel has been bombed.
But Israel have already hit almost literally everybody in the Middle East. Israel invaded Lebanon in 1982 and killed some, say, 40,000 people and left a million homeless in little Lebanon. Wait just a minute. And then after that, Sabra and Shatila. Why haven't you?
Why have you not asked, is
Sharon a terrorist?
Why don't you just answer my question?
He killed 1,500 people
so
in Sabra and Shatila.
Imam, why don't you? Are you for justice? I'm for justice. Here's the point. Why are you asking me about two people that got blown up instead of a million? Your words. Do you support strapping bombs on people and killing Jews?
Do you support America flying in to places like Afghanistan,
and
blowing the people of smithereens for nothing?
Yes.
Not Bin Laden.
Bin Laden is not from the...
Bin Laden is your homeboy. What are you talking about?
My homeboy.
Bin Laden is on American payroll. He's been with America ever since.
But you know what?
From then, why
you sit here and you know
why would you, after he turned on Saddam, was your homeboy? All of those people that worked against Islam was your homeboy.
Yeah.
Now, Bin Laden, every time, you know, I've been to conferences, your work will, research will show all over the world, and I have never seen Al-Qaeda at any of them. And this has been for 25 or 30.
Has Bin Laden misconstrued in the American public? Is he misunderstood? Do you like Bin Laden?
If he is a Muslim, he's definitely misconstrued. Definitely misconstrued.
So Bin Laden's not responsible for 9/11.
Of course not.
Who's responsible for 9/11?
Who do you think is?
You tell me.
I already know what you said.
You blame George Bush. You think George Bush knew about 9/11 ahead of time?
Well, I said he was like Hitler, and Hitler burned the Reichstag in Germany in 1933 to give him the Führership, to also take the rights of the German people, right? To go do away with due process of law.
Let me give you your words.
You said you see Bush needed
9/11, not anybody else. Yeah. So the people are beginning to realize the government has historically always done things to push its own goals ahead,
whether it's
breaking a treaty, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So you're saying George Bush is responsible for 9/11.
Well,
80%
of the people in the world, do you have any evidence about Bin Laden?
Yeah, we do.
What evidence you got about Bin Laden?
Evidence.
Where is it at?
Where's a newspaper?
Who wrote it?
You like Bin Laden, don't you?
Who wrote the newspaper?
You have to talk to the different...
I'm trying to tell you, if you write the newspaper, you're going to say in there what you want to say, but you can't impose your view
Osama bin Laden's on video himself admitting he's responsible.
If you go on the internet, you'll see so many dissecting. If Bin Laden is a Muslim and if
he's alive, I have to like him. More of the Hannity Hot Seat coming up in just a minute and later.